Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking, and I'm sitting here on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world. And I'm here every night to wish you good night and bless you and see happiness in your life. Last night, I was sitting at the bedside of a little boy named Francois. Now, Francois was a fine young man. And he was 8 years old. And he was in his bed and not feeling very happy. And I said to him, "Francois, why are you not so happy?" And he said, "Well, Mr. Candle." And see, some children can talk to me, and some children can hear me when I talk to them. "Well, Mr. Candle." "Yes, Francois." "I'm not happy because I have a bad leg." "You have a bad leg?" "Yes. You see, I was in an accident, and they had to cut off my leg." "Cut off your leg? Really? My goodness. Where did they cut it off?" "Well, just above the knee." "Above the knee? Golly." "Yes, and you know, Mr. Candle, it's no fun to go around on crutches all the time." "Well, Francois, what's going to happen? Are they going to give you a prosthesis? They give you a wooden leg or something like that?" "Well, I don't know, Mr. Candle. I'm kind of little, and as I'm growing up, I would have to have a different size leg all the time because I'm growing and I'm getting taller and I'm going to change." "Well, Francois, is that bad?" "Well, not having part of my leg is, yes, it's bad. I don't like that." "But, Francois, that's the way it is, isn't it?" "Yes, that's the way it is. But who wants that? Who wants to go around without part of your leg?" "Well, that's the way it is. And now, are you going to be unhappy because of something that is that way? Or are you going to say, 'Okay, that's the way it is. Now, I'm going to enjoy myself, and I'm going to enjoy this body, and I'm going to enjoy my crutches and enjoy whatever kind of a leg they give me, and I'm going to enjoy it, because that's the way it is. Now, I can pray and say my leg is whole and perfect, and I have a new leg, and I got to do a lot of real believing to do that, I tell you, because I can see that it's not there, and I can see that it's not there." "Mr. Candle, do you know what it's like not having a leg?" "No, Francois, I don't know what it's like not having a leg, but I do know what it's like to be happy." "But, Mr. Candle, how can I be happy when I don't have my whole leg?" "Francois, happiness doesn't come from whether we have our full body or not. Happiness comes because we find joy in things that we do." "Well, what joy can I find in doing things without a leg?" "Well, you can start saying, 'Hey, I can do anything anybody else can do. I can get up on my crutches, and I can run, and I can jump, and I can do all these things. And I just do them a little differently because this is what I got.'" "Oh, Mr. Candle, you make it sound so easy." "Well, it is easy. It is easy. But it's just a matter you have to make up your mind. Are you going to be a sad sack because you have lost your leg? Or are you going to be a great guy because you're a great guy? What would you do if you had your leg? You'd just play like the rest of the boys and girls, and you'd go running around and doing different things. Well, now you do things a little differently. Now you have to be creative. Now you have to think, now how can I get around without my leg? How can I get around and do things that I want to do? And do I have a good, positive mental attitude about myself that everything's going to work out for me?" "Yes, I do." "Do I look in the magazines that show these artificial legs and how wonderful they are?" "Yes, you do. Yes, you do." "And do I say, 'Well, maybe one day I'll have one like that too?" "Yes, you do." And do you say, well, when I'm an adult, then I'd have a really good artificial leg that really can do everything? Yes, you do. And you see, these are nice dreams too. But meanwhile, don't just think about your leg. Think about all the other things you do. Now, you can read a book, and you can travel the world in reading a book. And in fact, you can go all sorts of places. You can go down to the museum with your crutches. And you can go down to the museum and you can look at all the things that they've done all over the world. Yeah, I can see that on television too. But the museum is different. The museum is something you can actually see. Actually see that it's right there. The television is good, but it's way sort of way out sometimes, you know. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Isn't it more fun to go to the park than to see the park on television? Well, yeah. Well, then think about that. You know, Francois, you may have lost a leg, but you haven't lost your spirit. You haven't lost your magic that makes you Francois. Francois is not the body. Francois is the man inside there, that wonderful, fantastic guy that you are. Mr. Candle, you make me sound so... Oh, Mr. Candle, am I really that good? Yes, Francois. And even a lot better. Because, Francois, when you start liking yourself just the way you are, wonderful things happen. You think so, Mr. Candle? You really think so? Yes. You start loving yourself just the way you are, and watch what happens in your world. Like your family. Like your family just the way they are. Like your room just the way it is. Like your mommy and your daddy just the way they are. Like your school just the way it is. And like your toys just the way they are. Like your yard just the way it is. And like your friends just the way they are. Your friends come over to play with you, not with your missing leg. If you had your leg and you didn't have your leg, it wouldn't make any difference to them. They like you because you like you. Oh, Mr. Candle, you make me feel so much better. No, Francois, you make yourself feel so much better. You're the one who's talking to me. You're the one who's getting me to say these things to you, and because they're what are in your heart. They're the things that you think yourself. And Francois, you're a good guy. You're a happy guy. It's fun to be with you because you're interesting. You have so many interests. You have so many things you want to talk about. And you know, Francois, you will have the most perfect friends in the world if you are the perfect friend to yourself. Mr. Candle, can I write that down? Sure. I am a friend to myself, right? And I have perfect friends. Right. I am a perfect friend to myself, and I have perfect friends. Oh, Mr. Candle, I like that. You should, Francois, because that's who you are. A fantastic boy. A fantastic young man. A fantastic being. Leg or no leg, you're great, Francois. You are fantastic. Oh, Mr. Candle, thank you. Oh, boys and girls, hey, Francois, you too. Look, there comes Mr. Sandman, and he's got his bag of pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over all you guys and put you to sleep and give you happy dreams, and you're going to wake up in the morning so happy, so joyous, and so filled with life. And now, call your mommy and daddy and give them a big hug, and your sisters and brothers too. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And your pets. And say, nighty-night, and have happy dreams. Boys and girls, I'll be back another night with another story from Mr. Candle about the boys and girls I meet all over the world. So happy dreams, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.